In about the year 2000, I began dabbling with web design, and one of the first types of websites that I learned how to make was what I thought was an e-portfolio. I posted my resume and some reference or recommendation letters on the site, and also a video or two with myself talking into the camera, and this was before YouTube. And luckily, this actually made quite a positive impression, and so I was able to get employment at a Korean private language institute in 2001. I've been using e-portfolios in one form or another ever since, but they've never been done according to the standards that have been set out with the MET program. I did work on a Dreamweaver version of my ePortfolio in 2012, and I thought, oh, this was the ultimate. But then in 2013, began to work on the MET program and began to learn what it was going to be like to build a real ePortfolio. Luckily, I kept most of my artifacts and a few reflections, so I'm able to put them here on the site. But most importantly, the feedback that I've received from other members of the MET community has been so helpful, absolutely invaluable. There were mistakes that I had made that had not someone else seen them, I never would have corrected them because I wasn't aware that other people were not able to view, for example, my Google Docs. I had forgotten to share them. So this is the kind of thing that makes the collaborative and community experience of working with eTech 590 and all the other members of the community just so precious to me. Also, there are some fantastic resources available right through our modules with several different literatures from people like Helen Barrett, also Cambridge, Cook, and Heimlich, as well as Lorenzo and Moon, as you'll see in the reference section. Now, to actually use this page, it's quite simple. You can scroll down, and wherever you see an image of a competency, whether it's number 1, 3, 4, or 6, you can just click on the image, and then it will take you to the full competency page, which gives all the artifacts and reflections for that given area. Of course, another way to navigate is to just use the mega menu that is right under the MET key competency section of the main menu. And from there you can actually see the thumbnails and read the descriptions of the different artifacts and then check them out in any order that you wish. This is a non-linear ePortfolio, and so I look forward to you hopping around and checking out all the different artifacts in whatever order is comfortable or interesting to you. Thanks for being here, and I hope you enjoy your visit.